Hello. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie today on our second last episode of the first season. Let's dive right into this episode, babies. Today's episode is entitled, Let's Talk Grief. Now, y'all know how we start every episode every week. Whether you're listening to me while you're laying on your bed with your earphones, you might even be in a car and have me on the surround sound or the stereo. Or you might even be in a grocery or liquor store doing your monthly or weekly shopping. Thank you so much for tuning in and choosing to tune in to Tea Time with Effie. Y'all know that I really do appreciate y'all's support so much. And, So, like I said, today's episode is entitled, Let's Talk Grief. And y'all know that normally with Tea Time with Effie, we normally speak about, you know, fun-hearted topics. And sometimes we bring in the mental health aspect as well. But I felt that today, especially for this episode, it was just weighing on my spirit since last week that I should talk about grief. Grief is something that most of us, if not everybody, has experienced in their life, whether it might be just losing a friend, y'all not friends anymore, that type of grief, or the loss of somebody that you might have been in a relationship with, or the unfortunate grief of losing somebody to death. Unfortunately, this is part of life. And what can we do but just accept and try to move on as best we can? But then as I'm saying that, I'm also thinking, do we ever really move on? Especially when we're speaking about the grief of losing somebody to death. Can you really move on? If you have loved somebody, whether it might have been for your entire life, it might have been somebody that, you know, you became friends with, and then unfortunately they pass away. We can't really put a measurement on how people grieve, like I said, whether it's somebody you know for a long time or for a short period of time. People come into our lives and they serve a purpose, and we can just hope that when those people do pass on, that they have at least achieved a few milestones that they wanted to before they passed away. I was listening to a podcast of Dr. Caroline Leaf earlier on, and because I didn't know how to, you know, really go into this episode, because it is such a tough topic to speak about, especially if you are currently in mourning as well. It really makes it all the more difficult to speak on the topic of grief. But Dr. Leaf said something that just really struck a chord inside of me. And she said that you never really get over losing someone. We simply learn to cope with that grief. Is that not true, y'all? Like literally, you can only learn to cope with losing somebody to death. Because can you really move on? Can you really get over it? I think not. And that is why I decided to quote Dr. Leaf in this episode as well, because of what you just said, of the fact that we simply learn to cope with that of grief. So let me go into chapter one of this episode. I remember when I was, I think I was probably somewhere between 7 and 10 years old when I first experienced the grief of losing somebody to death. And that was one of my grandfathers, my mother's grandfather, my mother's father, Pa Blythe. And I remember that it really shook me. Like, even thinking about it now, I haven't thought on this before today, because literally I just came up with this episode. And thank you so much, Tashwell, for helping me, finally deciding on this topic for today. So yeah, like I said, when we lost Pa Blythe, it was really difficult for me because, like I said, it was the first time anybody in my family, or at least anybody that I know of, had passed away. And obviously, I was young. Like I said, I was between 7 and 10 years old. So your imagination is still completely, you can think up anything. And I remember being scared. I remember being so scared to go to sleep at night, not for the fear that I would die, but I had this fear that my grandfather was, he would come to me in the evening time, maybe while I'm sleeping, to come and say goodbye. And so whenever, I would be at home alone, or not alone, obviously, because my mama was there, but like alone in the evening time, maybe watching something on the television, and I had to go to the bathroom or something, and having to walk down, because we had a long corridor, y'all, having to walk down the corridor and walking past every room, I always had this fear that somebody was going to be standing inside the door. Now, I know this sounds crazy, but that's just the way I was. Like, I was just scared because, like I said, I'd never experienced grief before. And losing my grandfather at a young age really, in a sense, opened the door to how we learn to cope with the loss of a loved one. And I remember, I think it was, if I'm remembering correctly, a week or two after his funeral, I was still extremely scared that he was going to come to me, or that some spooks was just going to attack me at night while I'm sleeping. And I remember this dream that I had, and it's so profound that I actually remember it. But I remember having this dream, and in the dream, I got up out of my bed and I went to the bathroom. And when I got to the bathroom, my grandfather was standing there. He was using the toilet, and I got such a fright because the dream felt so real. Y'all know what I'm saying? And I looked at him and I said, "Pa, what are you doing here? What are you doing here?" And he just looked at me. And anyway, I went out of the bathroom, found my mama and two of my cousins in the lounge. And my grandfather had then come out of the bathroom and walked to the lounge. And he stopped right in front of us in this, now y'all, this is a dream, okay? He stopped right in front of us, and I remember this flames coming over him, engulfing his entire body. But he wasn't screaming or anything. The flames came over him, and the flames went away. And when the flames went away, I remember that I no longer saw my grandfather standing in front of me. But at that time, I had a kiddie's Bible, a storybook. There was a lot of pictures of Jesus Christ in it with a white, a white outfit with a white and blue outfit in the storybook. You know, the different Bible stories and things. And he looked at me and he said to me, "Jody, you have to know that your grandfather will never do anything to hurt you, and you need to find a way of coping with your grief and moving on, because if you are going to have this constant fear that your grandfather is going to come and spook you at night, then unfortunately he is not going to be able to rest in peace." And I remember as Jesus said, "Rest in peace," I immediately woke up and I laid in bed, and it was like a light bulb just went off in my head. And I was like, okay, now I know I have got nothing to fear. And he loved me. He loved all of us. So why would he, like literally, why would his spirit come and deliberately scare us? Y'all know what I'm saying? So yeah, that was my first experience with losing somebody to death. And I also want to quote Dr. Caroline Leaf again. She said, "Finding peace with the loss of a loved one is very difficult, but it is achievable. It is something that is achievable, and we shouldn't, you know, allow anybody to, you know, come to you and say that, don't you think you've been grieving long enough? Don't you think that you should move on? Why are you still crying?" People should not feel that they are entitled to tell you things like that, because everybody deals with grief differently. Some of us become quiet, others can't control their tears, and there's just so many different ways that grief hits everybody, and it doesn't really matter what age you are. But that, can I say, sting of grief is something that is really, that weighs heavy on everybody's hearts. It's difficult losing someone to death, and like I said, you shouldn't allow anybody to tell you that you should have healed by now. However, something that Dr. Leaf did say is that though we should take our time to grieve and mourn the loss of anybody who has passed away, we should try not to get stuck in that pain. And when she said that, I thought that was a nice way of saying it. You know what I'm saying? Like, try not to get stuck in the pain. And she said that, try and think of all the happy memories that you had with that person who had passed away. And when you start remembering the good times that y'all have had together, it will allow you to cope or learn to cope with your grief more and more as time goes by, and eventually you will have dealt with it in a way that it does not cripple you anymore. The main reason why I chose to do this episode on grief is because the LGBT, not only the LGBT, but everybody who knew Miss Gabriella Sophia, one of the fellow drag performers in Cape Town, unfortunately lost her life last week, and we are all still in mourning because she was so young. And I remember when I was sitting on my bed and I was on WhatsApp and I saw all these different statuses coming up of people crying. And I thought, what is going on? Why is everybody crying? What happened? And I messaged another drag artist and I said to her, baby, what is going on? Why is everybody crying? And that's when she had said to me that Gabby had unfortunately passed away. And I remember I was in complete shock. I was in complete shock. The tears just started, you know, rolling down my face. And I immediately also put up a status, not tagging her in it at first, but it was a meme of, I think it was Rihanna crying. And my sister, Jamie, had eventually messaged me and she asked me, what's wrong? Why are you crying? And I called her and I said to her, because she'd also met Gabby last year when we had a meeting together for a show that me and Gabby and a few other performers did earlier on in the year. And I said to Jamie, unfortunately, Gabby had passed away. And Jamie was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. She was such a lovely person. And she was so welcoming. Jamie said, I'm not even a part of the LGBT community. But the way she embraced me when we met each other was so beautiful. And I said to her, yes, that's one thing that I remember about Miss Garcia. She was always willing to lift your spirit. Always laughing, always just there if you need somebody to talk to. I remember when we did the show earlier on in the year, it was a snatch game edition of the show. Now y'all probably thinking, Effie, what is a snatch game? A snatch game is a game that they do on RuPaul's Drag Race where the contestants dress up as somebody they admire, like a celebrity, and so that was the theme of the show that we were at. And I remember I dressed up as Nicole Scherzinger and Gabby dressed up as Aretha Franklin. And we actually sat next to each other that night and we took our first picture together after knowing each other for probably 4 or 5 years. We literally only took our first picture together on that evening. And what happened in the show was we had to do a lip sync for your life against each other. And when I found out that I was going to have to do a lip sync against Gabby, I was like, I said to the organizer, are you really trying to sabotage me? Gabby is one of the best performers in Cape Town. How are you going to put me up against Miss Sophia? And he said to me, Effie, don't worry, it's all in the name of fun and y'all gonna have y'all a good old time. And eventually, when we went to perform, I remember that we had performed on S&M by Rihanna, and we just had so much fun, you know. It wasn't the first time that I had performed with Gabby. I had performed like a few group songs with her at 0 to 1 since the time that I've known her, but I've never just done a so-called duet or collaboration with just the two of us. So that was actually the first memory that popped into my mind when I found out the terrible news of her passing. And I immediately, not immediately, but the next day, I decided, Effie, let's think of the good times. Like I said earlier on in this episode, let's think of the good times that you had with Sophia. And I of course remembered doing the collaboration with her on S&M of Rihanna, and then I also remembered we had done a duet together on TikTok a few months ago, which was so much fun. And I actually looked at the video last week and I just laughed, because that was the type of friendship that we had with each other. We would always make each other laugh. We didn't really speak to each other every single day, but when we did speak to each other, whether it was on text or video call, there was always so much love and so much laughter that would fill up that conversation between the two of us. And I remember one day I asked her, I said to her, somehow we were talking about, because I started performing after Gabby, and or at least that's what I think. And I remember asking her, Gabby, what was your first impression of me when you saw me performing the first time? And she said to me, you know what, bitch, I thought you tried it. And we just burst out laughing. We laughed so hard. And she said, no, baby, I'm just joking. I looked at you and she looked at me and she said to somebody, this person has a lot of potential. And I was like, oh, that means so much to me. And so I'm left with those happy memories that, you know, that we had together, whether it was in person or on text or video calls, the laughter, and even the, you know, coming to her with some type of concern. She would always have an ear to listen to you and, you know, console you and speak motivation into you when you are feeling down or feeling some negative type of way. So I don't think I'm able to continue this episode for any longer, but I'd like to dedicate this episode to Gabby Garcia. You are forever missed by me and everybody who knew you. And I just like to end this episode with a quote that I found by Vicki Harrison, and it says, grief is like the ocean. It comes in waves, ebbing and flowing. Sometimes the water is calm, and sometimes the water is overwhelming. All we can do is learn to swim. Thank y'all so much for tuning into Tea Time with Effie. Y'all be blessed.